The 785th Medical Company Combat Stress Control Unit, based in Taji, 20 miles north of Baghdad, were white ninjas. One of their soldiers, Christian Hallman, emailed me. I utilize many FEB technologies, meditation, yoga, qigong, relaxation, visualization, all part of the FEB toolbox for treating combat stress. It would be great if you came over to Iraq to interview me, but I have to clear it with my commander first. He has read some of the FEB literature that I gave him, and has even spoken with Jim over the telephone. The next day, Christian emailed me again. My commander needs to speak with the XO before making his decision. And then, on the third day, my commander has declined permission. He doesn't want to run the risk of possibly distorting what we do and our reputation. Sometimes politics wins out. Peace in the Middle East, Christian. A few weeks after I received this email, I learned of a fact that struck me as so bizarre, so incongruous, that I didn't know what to do with it. It was at once banal and extraordinary, and utterly inconsistent with the other facts that encircled it. It was something that happened to a Mancunian called Jamal al-Harith in a place called the Brown Block. Jamal doesn't know what to make of it either, so he has put it to one side, and only mentioned it to me as an afterthought when I met him in the coffee bar of the Malmaison Hotel near Manchester Piccadilly Station on the morning of 7 June 2004. Jamal is a website designer. He lives with his sisters in Moss Side. He is 37, divorced, with 3 children. He said he assumed MI5 had followed him here to the hotel, but he stopped worrying about it. He said he keeps seeing the same man watching him from across the street, leaning against a car, and whenever the man thinks he's been spotted, he looks briefly panicked and immediately bends down to fiddle casually with his tire. Jamal laughed when he told me this. Jamal was born Ronald Fiddler into a family of second-generation Jamaican immigrants. When he was 23, he learnt about Islam and converted, changing his name to Jamal al-Harith for no particular reason, other than that he liked the sound of it. He says al-Harith basically means seed planter. In October 2001, Jamal visited Pakistan as a tourist, he says. He was in Quetta, on the Afghanistan border, 4 days into his trip, when the American bombing campaign began. He quickly decided to leave for Turkey and paid a local truck driver to take him there. The driver said the route would take them through Iran, but somehow they ended up in Afghanistan, where they were stopped by a gang of Taliban supporters. They asked to see Jamal's passport, and he was promptly arrested and thrown in jail on suspicion of being a British spy.